working together here, putting their...
Well, it was actually really important with those domes. You all had to get
it right. If you put one wrong one in, I'm sure it, you know, you'd have to take it all apart.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. And also that you couldn't go too far in one.
Right, exactly.
You had to all sort of build it up in. That's why there were so often so many people involved is because they all had to
go up simultaneously on all sides.
Yeah. Okay. There's the girls putting up their domes. This was the girl. Oh no, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. Sure, it is. That's the triangles.
I did photographs for Maxine's triangles.
Uh-huh.
She chose the images. And what I did was I found a studio, somebody who had a studio with a train going by.
Really?
That had a tray twice the size of your thing, giant tray. And we printed these giant photographs for her dome. Whereas I had made mine out of silver miler. And I had, these are aluminum posts and joined with a bolt there. And this became Storm Bay's sauna for years and years and years. We, this thing, the silver miler tape tent part even survived up there after it got delivered up and sat in the salt water for 2 weeks before I got to it. And it lasted. It was beautiful. But what I did with this thing was I had the lights on the inside and then the lights would be on the outside. So it was hilarious because I would see people crawling around measuring the thing inside. But you see, when you flipped, it was like a one-way mirror. So when the lights went on in the inside and out on the outside, you saw the people inside. And when the lights were the other way around, you saw outside, but you didn't see inside. It was a one-way mirror. The silver miler was a one-way mirror. So by having these lights flip, we had
Were they arranged? The lights were set so they would flip on and off, like simultaneously?
Yeah. So... So it was quite hilarious because they would flip, and of course the people would be totally unaware that it had just flipped, and they were now in the one-way mirror. You know, you were actually watching them. Marcia did this absolutely fabulous leaves and on wax paper or something, or she did it maybe plastics and glue, but anyway, it was sort of like what you do with wax paper and leaves and. And she actually made me a lamp in the same technique that I had for years and years and years. So hers was very organic and rich and. But I don't actually see the photo one or Marcia's.
Marcia's is in here, but I think it's probably a little further on.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that's Marcia's, yeah. This is gorgeous. You see, I love that. You know, it just sort of, it's, you know, like right in the forest, your tropical forest, even though none of those leaves are actually tropical. Just beautiful. All right, there's a silver miler dorm, but you see, it doesn't actually show the thing, that what it actually did. It just sort of...
Wasn't there something about this? There being a bit of a daycare in here too, like that the kids came and could play around in these little women's domes and the women's domes.
That's like a lot of us women actually were sort of rolled our eyes and ignored our domes, and I think actually that might have been really part of what Maxine was angry about was that the men got to do the big domes and then the And Glenn Lewis, he just, the women can have these, and we were the women, in fact, I know a lot of men who don't actually know that we were separate people. I have people who call me Judy, You know, I know people who, you know, who just continually call me of whatever name the woman that they happen to know about. You know, they call them all the same name. You know, they were the women.